Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Talking some Penn State football still, Dustin Hockensmith and Andrew Pichet. Got a special guest. I've been looking forward to this guest for the past few days. Brandon Smith, a five-star linebacker from Virginia, committed to Penn State on May 21st. He's part of this hot streak now. Six commitments in about 15 days or so. One of the big ones here. We went from three commits in the 19 class to nine, and Brandon is one of them. Brandon, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Good. Hey, I'm always curious. You know, it's been a couple weeks since you committed. Does life feel any different for you after you give that commitment?
Well, it feels like there's a big weight lifted off my shoulders, knowing that I've made this final decision, and now I can just focus on the rest of my high school career.
So, we got a question in our next session coming up about how life changes in terms of other coaches contacting you and stuff. Has that cooled off a bit? Has that really settled down?
Yeah, it's cooled off. The other coaches had a lot of respect for me making my decision, and they had taken that, and they just understood, and now we're both moving on our separate ways.
Why was Penn State the best choice for you? I think it wasn't a big surprise to a lot of people. It seemed like the relationship formed pretty quick and was a good relationship from the beginning. But what did Penn State have that you liked so much?
The first day I came on one of my visits, I just had a connection right out the gate. And from that point on, it just grew and grew and grew. They had what I was looking for as far as the academic side and my major. And also the football side, knowing that they're going to put me in the best position to continue to play after college.
What's the major you're looking at?
Criminology.
Criminology, awesome. Very nice. And then from a football standpoint, you know, a lot of people see your frame, and I'm sort of guilty of this too, and I'm wondering, are you defensive end? Are you a linebacker? Then I watch your film, and I'm like, this kid is definitely a linebacker. Is that a linebacker all the way from Penn State? That's what they were looking at you for?
Yes, linebacker all the way.
Were there other schools out there that were talking about other positions? Were you open to other positions if that's what they wanted?
I mean, if it came down to that, because of the way my body develops, then hey, that's just how it's going to be. But from first look, it was always linebacker.
You talked about your first visit. I'm always curious, the first interaction you had with James Franklin, can you tell me how that went, where you were, whether it was on the phone, whether you were in person, and what you guys said to each other?
It was in person, and it was great. Even though I didn't get an offer out the first, right out the gate, it was still just great seeing them, getting a chance to talk with them, and them explaining to me what all has to happen before get off, and it was just had to build a better connection over time, and that's what happened. Didn't walk out saying, "Oh man, should have got off," or nothing like that. We took it out like, okay, we understand where they're coming from. Built the connection, boom, all the offer happened,
and then it's all downhill from there. How long did you know? So you make the announcement on May 21st, I believe was the date. Did you know a while before that where you were headed? It was just a matter of putting it out there?
It was about 3 weeks prior to me making it public that I knew that I wanted to definitely continue and go on to Penn State. The rest of the time was really just setting it up, making sure people knew, getting stuff ordered, because I had a whole bunch of family there that had shirts and stuff like that. So really that time was just planning.
Hey, Brandon, this is Andy Shea. I just wanted to ask real quick, there's a couple questions I'm going to say. There's after covering Penn, you know, football, high school football and recruiting for, gosh, a quarter century. I've watched a lot of recruits, but there's a lot of data for you guys to analyze when you're looking at different schools and looking at choices. But ultimately, for the guys that are at your level, it comes down to the gut decision. What was the thing that you said about 3 weeks before you knew? When you looked at it all and you said, okay, now I know, and it's because of this. What was the because of this in your gut that told you this is the right decision for me?
Yeah, like I said before, the bond that me and the coaches have, Coach Fry, Coach Franklin, Coach DeKing, Coach Spence, and everyone else on the staff, the connection I had with them, and also me knowing how well all the programs are, from academics to athletics, just putting all those into consideration, all the boxes checked off.
James Franklin is really good at what he does in terms of a recruiter. And, you know, it's starting to come out a little bit more. You're starting to see a little video here and there. And we've all known that since he took over, that this is a strength of his. Why is he so good at this, and what, in your opinion?
He's genuine. Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. He tells you how it is and the way it's going to be right out the gate. And really, that's all you can really ask for. You'd rather have somebody be honest Abe right out the gate and tell you how it is, rather than somebody that wants to shuck and jive and then all of a sudden, boom, hit you when you get on campus.
That might be the best answer we've ever gotten on this show. Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. Is that a James Franklin saying, or is that a you saying?
Nah, I quote that from my dad. No, actually, well, one of my family members.
That's fine. And that just means straight up, right? There's no flaw. It's just straight up.
Straight down there.
Okay. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. Black coffee here, no sugar, no cream. Well, we have a little sugar and cream here. We're not that straight up. Talking some Penn State football. Brandon Smith, the linebacker from Virginia in the 2019 class, is on with us. Just talking about your recruitment. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, I don't think this area has seen a lot of linebackers with your length. I'm curious, do you know what your wingspan is? We know what your height is. What is your wingspan? Because it seems longer than your height.
84 inches.
84
inches. Which is roughly almost 7 feet, something like
that.
Yeah,
that'd be the wingspan of a 7-footer. That, I think, is what jumps out. Is that 6'4", okay, but the length is extraordinary. And I think a lot of people are getting really excited, Brandon, when they look at the 2018 class. Two guys who are on campus in particular right now, Micah Parsons and Jesse Lucchetta. And then they see you come along, who, impactful, a great player in different ways, and people are starting to say linebacker you again. It was a position that I don't want to say fell off or anything, but it wasn't like this. What does linebacker you mean to you?
Just knowing that, well, I'm a linebacker coming right out the start, knowing that school is named linebacker U is not called that for no reason. Have a whole bunch of greats in the past, like LeVar Arrington and many others that have came through Penn State and made their mark, and that's where Penn State gets named linebacker U.
Brandon, since we got you, let's talk a little football. Since we'll leave recruiting behind for a second. I like talking football with football players. As you watch your own tape and you look at yourself and athletes at your level always want to get better. What do you see in your game right now that you think, you know what, I need to be doing this better as a football player? What do you see as your weakness that you're working on going into your senior year in high school?
Mainly just being able to, everyone knows that I'm pretty decent at tackling.
Yes.
The amount of tackles I had.
Yes.
But I look at the film and I see, even my highlight film, I see ways that I could have made the play at a different point, or either I could have had a better hit on the first. I'm real, how do you say it, critical on the way I grade myself as far as my film. And I'm always trying to figure out more ways to get better, researching, just strength and conditioning and stuff like that.
When you're talking with the assistant coaches and the coaching staff, and you listed some of them, you said that had an impact on you in terms of when you made your final decision. James is going to have his sort of James pitch, and everyone gets that. But when you get the chance to talk with position coaches and meet them and talk with them, do you guys wrap football a little bit? Do you sit down and chat a little bit about you, the player, you, football, what they think? Do you get that insight when you're being recruited by a school?
Well, sometimes coaches don't really want to tell you that right at the start, but on Penn State they did, and I'm not saying that they didn't, but they did. And just knowing where you're going to fit in and how you're going to be used means a lot in this. And as far as position-wise, what you're actually going to be doing in that position.
Right.
And even where you're going to be stacked up on the depth chart, even though you know coming in that you're going to be at the bottom, but do you have a great opportunity to jump up and get on the field as much as possible?
Let me ask you something else about, you know, sort of, you know, you could say five-star, blue-chip, elite recruits. For you, and when you were being recruited, how big for you was opportunity at the school you're looking at? Do you look at the depth chart and see what they have there and look at, you know, when will I have an opportunity? Is that a big selling point to players at your level?
Yes, it is, but not all of us have the same mindset.
Right.
My mindset is coming in anyway, I'm going to basically rise up to the top. I'm going to do whatever I can do to make it on the field as soon as possible. If that requires extra hours or talking with the coaches to make sure that I know what I'm doing, then hey, that's just how it's going to be. I'm going to make my way onto the field no matter what. That's the way I see it. A whole bunch of others think that it's going to be given, which is not true. So for me, coming in, I'm going to be coming in December. I'm going to make it my personal goal to be starting it on the field by the first game.
So you said you're going to be enrolling early, you said?
Yes, enrolling early.
Okay. And you've seen that in the 18 class, these guys getting a little bit of a head start. It's going to help. I want to take us back to recruiting. We got about 45 seconds or so. Why is Penn State doing what it's doing in the state of Virginia? You're one of them. The top three players in your state are going to Penn State. Two of the top three in the 18 cycle are going to Penn State. What has changed down there that Penn State is doing so well?
Shoot, they're just reaching out and basically just showing themselves, being who they are. And I know a whole bunch of people from Virginia, like myself, Devin Ford, we just look for you, to be honest. I know a couple times I just told the coach, like, hey, just be 100% honest with me and tell me how it is. And they've done that. And obviously this is the outcome that happened. I'm going to the school to where people were 100% honest.
In other words, Brandon, black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's Brandon.
That's it.
Brandon Smith, five-star linebacker in Penn State's 19 class, number 30 player in the country, according to 24/7 Sports. Thanks for taking time for us, Brandon.
No problem.
We got a little bit more show coming up here. Ask Andy is coming up right after this break.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.